we're going to switch gears a little bit, just a little bit, and we're going to give you the second half of the show. You already have met Samantha from Blue Steel Blues Society. We've got Kenny Kenzie joining us, and to kind of set the mood, as we always do, we're going to let some music do the talking. Going back to the Kenzie Report Smokin' Steel album, this is Down in the Dungeon. We'll be back with Kenny and Samantha after this.
I knew a man had a jealous wife. He fooled around and she took his life. They put her away deep in a dark dungeon where the sun don't ever shine.
A Living Life Down in the Dungeon, taking it back a few years. Smoke and Steel is the album. The group, the Kenzie Report. They are regional legends. They are international touring act. These guys have been around a long time. It's like with Shirley King, it's kind of in the DNA. Their dad, Big Daddy Kenzie, was a regular mainstay in all the blues clubs all across America. I had the opportunity to work with Big Daddy and watch the Kenzie brothers grow up literally on stage when I was working at Bugsy's and Players back in the day. And now we've got one of those guys with us, Kenny Kenzie, in studio along with Samantha. Welcome, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going great. I was looking back and you know, all the years, it's been a long time since Bugsy's and Players. You guys were real youngins then.
I was young. That's why I don't tell my age too much. So.
And you were the youngest of the three.
I'm the youngest, yeah.
Wow. Now, Kenzie Report, obviously you were back in Big Daddy for years, and then you broke off on your own. He was with Blind Pig, correct? Blind Pig Records?
Dad was with a couple labels. Blind Pig, Rooster Blues. And then later on with the Verb, Polygram Verb label,
okay.
Last two records that he did.
Yeah. And then you guys broke off and became Kenzie Report, signed with Alligator for a while, or with Charisma Atlantic, and you're still doing some independent stuff, aren't you?
Doing some independent stuff. We went back to Alligator to do the one record, but are currently doing independent stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, we continued to tour together, although we had separate record deals, but we continued to tour as Big Daddy Kenzie and the Kenzie Report up until like 1997, 98. You know, mm-hmm. Dad, you know, he just kind of got tired of being on the road. And
right. He did it a long time.
He did a long time and had some health issues. So he just kind of slowed down and then we just kind of started going out on our own mm-hmm. Touring.
Now, you guys don't play that often because you've got Funky Mojo.
Yep.
Ralph is busy with his painting projects and mm-hmm. his spoken word. Mm-hmm. Donald, of course, goes out with the Wailers still.
Correct.
So you have multitasking all these different projects. How often are the Kenzie Report actually on stage together on average?
Well, I mean, we prior to COVID, we was doing, you know, a few shows, a couple shows a month. And then COVID hit and, you know, everybody got shut down. So we didn't really do too much this year. And so, you know, looking to try to get back for 2022, I was just talking with the agent yesterday and I said, man, now, you know, let's get geared up for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we done with this year for the most part.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, COVID won't set things back again.
Keep following us.
But, yeah, I think the way to go in the future is going to be still outdoor festivals.
Right.
I think people are going to continue to be a little leery with inside stuff, especially close, tight clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially our demographics, blues demographics, typical, you know, age
right.
group and stuff. So
right. Well, we have a show coming up. It is indoors, but we are spacing out as best we can. And, of course, masks are encouraged if you got a vaccine, depending on what your stance is on all that. We do encourage that. But it's going to be a good time. Kenzie Report, along with Shirley King, who we just had on the program, and Blues Fuse featuring Derek Caruso. And this is going to be a blast. I haven't done a blues show in over a year, and I just think it's time. Sometimes you just need to blow the dust off a little bit.
I'm looking forward to it, man. And I think this will be the first time that the Kenzie Report will be performing in the Art Theater.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, heard a lot of good things about it. I heard it was a great sound, so looking forward to
yeah, great sound and lights. They got yeah. house system in there, and it can seat, I want to say, a little over around 400.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can space out plenty yeah. in there. There's all different sections and things. And, of course, Sam, you're going to be there with your group, right?
The Blue Steel Blues Society.
The Blue Steel Blues Society.
Will definitely be represented. I know Kenny, he's our vice president. He's going to be performing, but he'll be able to mingle when he's not busy, of course,
yeah.
because that's
a
big day for the
him.
Kenzie Report. Yes, definitely. But
so
you'll
have a table there.
Yes, we'll have a table there. We'll have some more information, T-shirts for sale. But we're just looking forward to being part of this, like Tom said, to bring the Kenzie Report and Shirley King together and Blues Fuse. I think it's going to be a great show, and it's just needed in the area to kind of just have a big blowout show for mm-hmm. everybody to come and hear some blues.
Now, blues have always been a big part of the Chicago scene, and more so in recent years here in Northwest Indiana. And you guys saw a need, a niche, if you will, to do something, to promote. Now, Kenny, you are a blues player with mm-hmm. a lot of blues history. Mm-hmm. Samantha, I'm not too familiar with your history. I know you've been in the business for a while. You're not a performer.
No, I'm not okay. a performer.
You're a behind-the-scenes kind of person.
I am. I okay. actually draw a lot of inspiration from my aunt. She passed away in the end of 2018, and she was a huge blues supporter. So I got introduced to the blues in 2014. I kind of was
aunt?
Through my aunt.
Okay.
So I went on the Legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise and kind of got introduced from there on in the back scenes of everything. I was lucky enough to meet some great people and network, and I eventually, in honor of my aunt, and also music has been always a big passion of mine, so I love all kinds of music, but I took a particular liking to the blues. And I'm just excited to, like, keep discovering more. I think mm-hmm. that a lot of people tend to think that there's traditional blues out there, but there's so many different aspects of the blues. And I think with the Blues Society, we definitely want to start educating everybody out there, let them know that there's different forms of blues, the blues history, we want to preserve that. We want to get more of the younger people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them know, you know, hey, we're here to support you. I think Kenny and I have talked about doing things with blues in schools and working in different areas and just, you know, bringing blues a little bit back more to Indiana, letting people know we have great blues musicians here. There's amazing national acts. Beer Geeks is another person that definitely brings in national acts. Mm-hmm. And they've got Eric Gales coming September 21st, and we're definitely promoting that. We're excited because it just brings more attention. It brings more right. draw, which in turn will help us locally to, you know, branch out and eventually just be a part of different aspects of the blues out here in Indiana.
It's interesting you mentioned about the history of the blues in Indiana, because if you think about it, go back to the 50s, and we had VJ Records. We had Vivian Carter, who brought in John Lee Hooker and a lot of that. They were as big almost as, or maybe equally as big as Chess Records at yes. the time. They were like parallel. And if there hadn't been a VJ, there probably wouldn't have been a Motown, because Berry Gordy actually studied at the feet, so to speak, of Vivian Carter, and took a lot of her ideas that worked and didn't work and applied it to Motown. So there is a deep history here. Of course, Big Daddy and the Kenzie Report are from Gary as well.
Yes.
VJ was based out of the Gary area. The Spaniels, the Dells, all those guys came out of here, which was not exactly blues, but had blues influences. And we're seeing it come home again. And I think it's important with the Blues in the School project. Have you reached out to the schools at all on that yet?
We haven't yet, but that's something that we like to do. We just formed this society like in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we came out like right in the peak of festival time, and we kind of like just went, you know, knee deep head first into trying to get members.
Okay.
So now that, you know, pretty much the season is over with, now we're going to settle down and plan for the upcoming year things that we want to do and seek out the right people to get, you know, to get some funding mm-hmm. for that, you know, because I do blues in the schools in Chicago with other artists.
Okay.
So there's a budget for that, you know, and that you can, you know, musicians get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, is that through the schools or is there a special grant out there?
It's through the school. It's
okay.
through the school. Now, it may be some grant money out there that the school system get for that. But they pay the musicians for coming into schools and presenting. Sometimes it's a whole week. You know, maybe the leader of the band goes in and do a whole week with the students, and then they'll do like on Friday or something, do a performance for the student body.
Okay.
So I've done, you know, a few of those things. So just want to, like, in, you know, in Gary, Northwest Indiana in particular, introduce the youth to blues and stuff.
Right.
You know, like we was just saying about the demographics, you know, it's the older crowd right now, you know, people that started out with us like at Bugsy's.
Right.
You know, they still hanging with us, but we got to bring in some new people and stuff.
Yeah, they're getting old like us.
They're getting old like us. Don't want to stay out late, you know. So we need to, you know, introduce. And there's a few young players out there that's coming up through the ranks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what you got to do. You got to come up through the ranks. You know, you got to come up with it. And I think the earlier you get started, the better your chances if this is what you want to do to make a living at it. You know, you just can't. Oh, one day decide you want to be a blues player and think you're going to make a living at it. It's hard. It's tough.
Like any music.
Yeah, it's tough, man. So
I remember there was an interview with Buddy Guy many years ago, and he said this was a long time ago. He was worried about the blues because he said a lot of African-American young people looked at that like grandpa's music mm-hmm. and was embracing the hip-hop and the rap and, you know, that. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing more and more African-American kids, mm-hmm. men and women now, mm-hmm. yeah, that are appreciating that history.
Yeah.
And I remember talking about this with Joe Louis Walker maybe two and a half, three years ago on this show. And I said, man, what's your thoughts on the future of the blues? He goes, have you heard of Selwyn Birchwood? Right. I said, well, no, I haven't. He goes, find him. You'll see the future of the blues.
Right.
He goes, he is leading the pack at that time of all these young players.
Right.
And now, of course, he's signed to Alligator and is quite big. We've got Kingfish out there who are doing it. And these guys are all in their 20s.
Yep.
So it's refreshing to see, finally, it's coming back.
Right.
And that's not to disparage the Johnny Langs or the Kenny Wayne Shepherds, because as BB had told me in that Scholastic interview I referenced, I said, does it bother you that you and Muddy and Willie and all these vintage guys that created this music are playing at 1,600-seat clubs when the Stones and Clapton are playing arenas? He said, absolutely not. We'd be regulated to history if they hadn't brought the music back and sold it back to America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said, we're grateful to be able to keep doing our music, keep releasing albums, and doing what we love. We do it because we love it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's the difference between rock stars mm-hmm. and blues artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a generalization. I'm sure there's some that do it for money, and there's rock stars that do it for fun as well and pleasure.
Well, the difference, I think, one of the differences, the rock stars, they go out and make that rock money, but mm-hmm. then when they can't really rock no more, then they come back and make a blues album and say, oh, I want to make a blues
go
album.
Go back to the roots.
Yeah, this is where I started at. You know, I started with blues, you know, and now they want to make a Jimmy Reed record or something like that.
That's true. We see a lot of the rock guys do that,
especially
the guitar players.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. And the fact that Indiana, we were talking about demographic, in the racial demographic is pretty equal. All across the board. We've got Hispanic, we've got African-American, we've got Caucasian, we've got all these different people that truly are a melting pot because of the steel mills and all the industry work that's here. And Indiana seems to have forgotten that the blues were a big part of it. And you guys are bringing that back. And one of the things at the Record Bin in Michigan City that I always stress when I'm talking to people that come in and we're doing the live music is your brother's original piece. It says Unity. And it's in all the videos we shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the stage because when you step on that stage, everybody's equal.
Mm-hmm.
We're colorblind. We're religious blind. It's about the music.
It's just about the music.
And that piece that Ralph did, to me, sums up what all of us need to say and what we need to bring back to music, and that is the blues are for everyone. Mm-hmm. All music is for everyone. The jazz players, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to a point now where everything is segregated again like it was back in the day to, oh, well, this must be a black thing, and this must be a white thing, and this must be a brown thing.
Mm-hmm.
We forget the fact that we're all here right now in the studio, all different makeups. And that's how it should be in the world.
Yeah.
And I think the blues will be a big part of bringing that together. I think the blues are an authentic music that everyone can relate to because it's from the heart and soul.
Yeah. And the blues, to me, blues goes up and down in popularity sometimes depending on who's one of the main acts that's out there on top. But it never goes away. It never goes away. And like how you quoted with BB, you can start your career young, and if you're blessed and lucky, you can continue to play the blues until you're 80,
right,
and beyond. You know, so it's not like a thing with hip hop, to where it's just a young man's game,
right?
You know, and after you get a little older,
unless you're George Clinton, you're
unless
done.
right. You know, so you can establish a career, and make a living, you know.
You can grow old with the blues.
Yeah,
He's perfect proof.
But look how many of the veteran players out there. You know, another one from, well, I shouldn't say from Indiana, but he spent a lot of time here is Pine Top Perkins.
Mm-hmm. Pine Top.
You know, he called himself a Hoosier.
Yeah. Yep.
But you had Pine Top, you had Muddy, you had Big Daddy, you had you still got Buddy Guy. And these guys are all, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80-year-old, and they're playing until the end, literally dropping on stage sometimes, which was sadly the case with BB.
Yes.
Yeah. But, Samantha, you brought up an interesting point where you were talking about the different flavors of the blues. And I like rock and jazz and everything else. You got soft jazz, new jazz, bebop, post-bop. In the blues, I mean, we think of the blues here in Chicago as Chicago blues.
Right.
But there's West Coast blues where they add a lot of horns to it. There's East Coast blues. There's Cajun blues. There's country blues.
Yes.
And blues is not a one-trick pony. And a lot of people, when you say the blues, oh, yeah, that's that old guy on the porch with an acoustic guitar. You know,
I find that a lot.
That is, how do you dispel that?
For me, I have been lucky enough to see all these different types of blues. So my actual first favorite blues band was a West Coast blues band, and they were more Americana, but they had some amazing harp, some amazing guitar. I really dig the harp. So when it comes to blues, I do like the harp. But for me, and I know for Kenny, because Kenny always, you know, kind of wanted to do something like this. I came a little later in the game, and I wanted to give back, but also I was so amazed by how so many different people didn't know the different types of blues.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the people, you know, they knew, and it was kind of like a little bit of a bubble. And I was like, okay, let's figure out a way to educate. And some are for some and some are for others. It's not for everybody. But I think that if we were able to get out there and show some of the different blues types out there, it might be able to reach different audience, different age groups. Like you said, the demographic is older. Kenny was talking about Bugsy's and different things. And I love that about our area. And I think more people should know about it. I know Donnie Boy Williamson, he came and did our jam, our first jam in June at Leroy's. And I had never experienced him before.
Right.
And Kenny got him involved. And oh my gosh, like he did the damn thing. Pardon my French, but he put on a show. He is, I saw him again in Griffith. He was just full of energy. He's got that sass. He's got that charisma on
stage. So are we seeing a younger audience demographic following these young players now?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know.
Well, that and also Discovery is like how she said about Donnie Boy. Donnie Boy been in Gary for years. But that's where he's been, Justin Gary. He's never, for whatever reason, you know, day job or whatever, he's never took that next step to, like, go national or whatever. But he's always been a great performer, and he's always been like, hey, I'm sticking with Gary and stuff.
Right.
So, and that's, for me, too, that's why with the Blues Society, I want to bring light to these guys that's been doing this for years, you know, but don't get a chance to perform. You know, he don't perform even just at Leroy's. You know, you go downtown, see him at the Blue Room, if you're brave enough to go down there.
Right.
You know. But, you know, other than that, you won't see him too much and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, one of the things about blues that I always admired was the fact that yeah, there's a rivalry, but there's a camaraderie as well. And we do a lot of the reviews where you'll pull each other up on stage and showcase each other.
Yes. Yeah.
And I always thought that was the fabulous part of the blues. Yeah. Bob Mandarino does a great blues jam from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Andy Sutton does blues and jazz stuff.
Right.
But to see a blues festival or a blues review where it's like, here's the house band and it's star time, now we're going to bring up so and so, and they do two or three, and now we're going to bring up so and so, and we're kind of setting that up a little taste of that at this show on the 17th. Derek Caruso and Blues Fuse started out as C4. They were actually Shirley King's backup band when she was starting out, so they're going to open up with a set. And then it's going to be star time for Shirley. She's going to join them. We're going to take a short intermission. Kenzie's are going to come out. And, Kenny, you and I were talking about the structure of the show. It's going to be kind of a laid-back show. We'll hear some stories. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to play some electric, some acoustic.
Yeah, we actually going to kind of test that out tonight.
Well, the song you brought in, we just played Down in the Dungeon, very strong acoustic blues. I love that.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, Donald's got some health issues now, so we can't come out rocking too hard. But you never know. You never know. We come out with a set list.
Donald could play the ukulele and I'd be mesmerized.
Exactly.
You know, he's Donald Kenzie, for gosh sake.
So you know, we have a set list and we come out with that, maybe, you know, kind of a couple songs, kind of read the crowd, and then just like a football team, you know,
yeah,
you call an audible if it's not going in a particular direction or whatever. And that's the way we go. So I'm saying that, but I'm not sure how what's going to happen, you know.
Right. We'll just play it by ear.
Just play it by ear.
But it's going to be good no matter what it is.
Oh, for sure. We're going to make sure the people get their money's worth. You know, so we just kind of tweaked the show a little bit. You know, it's just like in different venues, you know, like tonight is definitely an intimate setting. So that's why we kind of doing the sit down thing.
And where is that at?
At Taylor Street Tap.
Okay.
It's part of the Chicago Blues Fest. Wasn't able to do the Blues Fest this year. So bands that were still available, they call it like a Blue City Tour or something. And they got bands scattered all at different, probably about 10 or 12.
Oh, almost like Austin does when they do the Austin Music Fest.
Yeah.
Okay, they kind of plant you in different, and you do a walking tour of the clubs or something. Yeah.
So we're part of that tonight. I think it lasts like a couple of weeks or whatever, but so we'll get a chance to, you know, gauge how the acoustic thing is going to go. You know, we haven't done that in a while. So,
We were at a private party where I ran into you guys, and I saw you doing that, and that was tasty.
Yeah.
And that's when we first talked about having you do the show, because I enjoyed that.
Well, a lot of people, you know, once again, you know, gets back to the demographics, you know, in close settings, people don't like the loud music sometimes.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's a chance to do that, but also please the audience in a small setting or whatever stuff. You know, we don't need to bring the big amps and all that kind of stuff, you know. So kind of looking forward to it.
I am too. I have not had a chance to present the Kenzie reports in years. In years. A couple times I've tried to reach out, but Donald's always with the Whalers, or you've got a booking, or Ralph's doing something. And to have the stars align that the three of you could do this is a thrill for me. Yeah. And then to find out Shirley is looking to get back out again after years, it just all fell together great. This was supposed to be an outdoor festival at first, and that fell through. And I wanted, as the guy that is a fan first, to say, I'm not going to put this away. I'm not canceling this.
Right.
I'll find a way to present it somewhere. And we did. Shane over at the Art said, I got a date if you want it. And we're able to make it work. So, and Samantha, having you guys pop up as you did to help market this and talk about it, I appreciate it very much. We're going to be doing, and it's not in stone yet because this is kind of coming together quickly and just started. We're going to do something. There are VIP, some kind of VIP seats out there that the theater's working on. And we're going to have some kind of little reception or something at the record bin next door. Mm-hmm. And I would love to have the Blues Society somehow be involved in that.
Yep, absolutely.
We can figure something out. So watch the web pages. Watch yours. You have a Facebook and a website. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give those out.
We have bluesteelbluesociety.org. That's our website. You can go there. You can check out our region calendar, different events that are going on in the area with local bands. And some, there's a little bit from Chicago, too. And then also our Facebook is Blue Steel Blues Society. We try to keep everybody up to date on there and letting everybody know what everybody's doing. And we were excited just to announced that we're now affiliated with the Blues Foundation.
Great.
Which is a thing that we were
That's
excited.
That's respect.
Yeah, so we were definitely excited to get involved with them. So like we talked about before, we have a lot of big plans, and we're happy to be involved with you. We're excited that you have this event going and you're letting us come and support it and let our people know, too, kind of what we have in store for the future.
Right.
So,
and membership is up, right? You guys have several hundred members already.
Yeah, we are actually up to about 132 members right now. And that's including bands that sponsor us and corporate sponsors as well. So,
and by being a member, you get privy info through the website, maybe early warnings on certain shows.
And that's what, like he said, we're about just a couple months in, so
we're fine-tweaking everything
and, you know, kind of going with the flow. We have some great people advising us, too. But, that's the goal. We want to get as much as we can for our members who support us. So, like, for our members who sign up, single or family, like Leroy's in Porter offers 10% off food. I know you with the record bin are offering our members discounts off of,
you know, purchases. Yeah, I think we're going 10% on anything you buy.
Yep.
And you get a card. You're literally a card-carrying member. Yes. So there's a little status there.
Yes.
You show that card and you get discounts.
Yep. So, and we're doing discounts off shows, different things like that. And, you know, we've got big plans for the future and definitely want to get the community involved. And we eventually want to do a festival ourselves. But it's like he said, we kind of dove right in the festival season, and we wanted to make sure to get our presence out there while we could.
At a very scary time.
Yes. Yeah. So it was,
I mean, we all kind of picked the wrong time to start new things.
Start stuff. Yeah,
so
right.
We definitely wanted to get out there while we could. And now it's kind of like hitting the, you know, the war room and getting everything settled for the future and kind of getting the word out there and letting know that we have big plans. And
yeah, and I think that one of the main things too with the society is to, if we can have members that pay to be members and support our shows, that's the main thing is, you know, whenever somebody, one of our acts, artists appearing somewhere, we want to make sure we get our members out to support that show.
Right.
You know, same thing with the Kinsey show. It could be the Kinsey show or Derek show, wherever. We want to make our members aware that.
And encourage them to go out and support live music and live members.
And
it's like a family thing.
And blues, you know. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I know nothing against Led Zeppelin, tribute band, anything like that, but we about blues.
Right.
And so we trying to keep that up.
Right.
And
why it's called Blues Society.
Right.
I picked up on that early. Yes, I'm a smart guy.
So,
but Kenny's right. That's our main focus is the blues, you know, and just kind of, you know, we all have busy lives. We're all doing things. So we understand if you can't make anything,
you know,
work all the time. But at least
if
do
nothing
what you
else,
can.
Share the news.
Yes.
Network it a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've got an artist that you're working with. Samantha, you told me about this guy. I've yet to hear him.
Yes.
So I'm going to hear it for the first time. Tony Holiday. Is that a Memphis? Memphis?
Yes. Memphis.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about this. We're going to play this now. He is a member of the society?
Yes. No, he is a member of the society. And we can do single or band. So some of our artists are just members as opposed to the whole band. But I actually... work with Tony outside of the Blues Society. And he's one of the people that's a little bit younger that does a little bit of the different blues.
Mm-hmm.
So he's somebody I like to promote even just as a fan besides what I work with. I was a fan of him before I started work with him. And this particular song that you're going to play, I think a lot of people can relate to him. And Tony will be coming around in the area in October, in mid-October.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. But he's now currently getting ready to do... another album, have it come out September 17th, called Porch Sessions 2. Tony likes to go, and he does a little bit with the history and record people on their porches or different opportunities he may get while he's on tour. So the first Porch Sessions album did amazingly well. This one will be coming out, like I said, the 17th with Blue Heart Records. Mm-hmm. It features Lurie Bell, Bobby Rush, Watermelon Slim. It's dedicated to the late, great James Harmon, who is a West Coast blues man. So, you know, I think that music like this is important, too, to get out there so that we can show that diversity of the blues so people understand that it's not just the, you know, pre-concept that they may have.
Right. So this is an artist that's going to be coming around in fall.
Yes.
Originally in Memphis, this is Tony Holiday and a track called The Hustle?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Getting off the hustle, I've been a long time gone. Chasing my headlights, trying to get back home. Sometimes it's a struggle, and some bound for tears. But I don't let it get me none, I've been on the road for years.
the light been out on my porch, man, the last few years is on. I noticed some changes. Yeah, some changes been going on. I've been noticing changes. Some changes in my very own home. Look like the things that I leave broken, they be working just fine on their own. Not talking about the water boys, I'm talking about my baby's crying. She don't walk the floor like she used to do. Yeah, she said she getting on with herself, I should do the same thing too. Don't get me wrong, boys, she liked the way that I am. Yeah, sometime I think she's tired, tired of the back door slam. Changes. Yeah, some changes been going on. I've been noticing changes. Some changes in my very own home. Just like the things that I leave broken, they be working just fine on their own. Trying to get back home. Sometimes it's a struggle, so I'm bound for tears. But I don't let it get me none. I've been on the road for years. I'm pulling down my street. I'm quick to learn. The light been out on my porch, man, the last few years is on. Been noticing changes. Yeah, some changes been going on. I've been noticing changes. Some changes in my very own home. Like the things that I leave broken, will they be working just fine while I'm gone?
The Hustle. That is new music, right? Tony Holiday?
It's his latest solo album, yes.
Okay, out of Memphis. And Tony is a member of the Blue Steel Blues Society. With me in studio, we've got Samantha and Kenny, and they are president, vice president, is that right?
Yes.
Of the society. Kenny, of course, with the Kinsey Report. So Tony is one of many artists. There's several artists that are involved, but you don't have to be a musician to join this. You can just be a fan.
Yep.
A supporter.
And I think that's one of the things. I think a lot of artists and people who are affiliated just wanted to support us and be a part of something that they know. I think they know, my people know my heart. Kenny's people know his heart. We also have an amazing treasurer, Rob Sabe. He's been involved with the blues for decades. His brother was actually a senior member of the Blues Foundation, so he's been attending and being involved with that, but he also had a little bit to do with Pinetop Perkins, and, you know, he does a little bit of managing / road stuff for Nora Jean Wallace, and you know, just all around, just been a big.
So the key principal people in the society, yeah. in the board, if you will,
yes.
are all seasoned blues people.
Yes, and we're all okay. a little different. So you know, that's what I think is important too. I think we each bring our own, you know, unique way, mm-hmm. and we collaborate together to try to, you know, figure out what's best for everybody and move forward. And our next meeting, we have a member meeting September 8th. It'll be at Elements Wine Bar okay. in Valparaiso.
Now, do you have to be a member already? Can the public say someone's listening, you know, this sounds interesting, I'd like to check it out. Can they show up and maybe sign up that night?
Yeah, and they can absolutely okay. come and sign up. We would prefer members because we are discussing business. You know, business and what's going on for the future. Right now, I believe we're in talks about the International Blues Challenge, which, to give everybody a little bit about that, that's held in Memphis. It's yearly. Mm-hmm. And the Blues Foundation puts that on. And blues societies across essentially the world hold a competition locally. And the winning, there's two different, it's like a solo, duo act, or a band, are then sent down by their Blues Society sponsored. We'll do different events to try to raise money to help with that too. But we hold a competition, and the winner of the competition, they get sent down and they go represent their Blues Society. And this has done a lot for blues musicians. I personally know some winners and even second place and different.
This is from all over.
And this is from all over. Okay. So that is one of the things we wanted to get involved in. So I know that we're going to talk about that because that'll be January 22nd. So it's something we want. If we're going to do it this year,
do it now.
We got to make the plans and get it done. So we're going to be talking about that.
Okay.
And so people are free to come down. We try to plan it with, you know, places that help and sponsor us. So right. Elements has been fantastic.
They're very much, Michelle's really yes. into the blues. I met her, she came down to a Mojo Morganfield show I did, and we met that night. And we've yet to be able to work together on yeah. a project, but I have so much respect for what they're doing out there. And they're, thank God they've had an outdoor facility during
yes.
the COVID time to keep their doors open and things. But she's had, you know, Joanna Connor there. Mm-hmm. You've played there, Kenny, yep, with various yep. projects. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of blues.
Yes,
a
yes.
lot of blues
and she
there.
Just did a Women of the Blues Festival, which right. I know she plans to do next year. I believe it'll be the end of July that she's working on. But that's kind of what I was excited about, what she did. She brought in some national mm-hmm. acts. She had some local acts. But there's not a lot of Women of the Blues going on
right.
like that. So
right.
that was, I told her, you know, that was a great idea, a great way to find a way to get out there and support.
I had a show similar to that
yeah.
that we were booking, that we were going to book at the Art, which was Liz Mandeville and Bridget Purdy and a few others that
right.
we were working.
We
there's a couple of West
that.
Coast ladies that we were going to bring in. And then, of course, COVID hit and plane fares went out the door and everything
yeah.
was gone. So maybe one day, maybe I can collaborate with her and maybe she and I can put something together at the Art or a bigger outdoor thing somewhere.
Yeah, so.
Another one that's always supported the blues and has been the cornerstone in the area is Leroy Flores of
Absolutely.
Leroy's Hot Stuff. You walk in there, you see all the classic blues artists
the history,
that played there.
Yes.
You know, and their beer-stained pictures that are signed over the years. But a great joint for the blues. And that's kind of like a meeting place for you guys too, right?
Well, and Leroy was one of our first supporters.
Is he on the board?
No, he's not okay. on the board, but he was like immediately, Kenny spoke with him. He was immediately yeah. Down to do whatever he could to support. So, you know, we kind of started off there. But like I said, we want to rotate between the businesses that are supporting
right.
us. So, you know, we try to plan it along with live music as well.
Right.
So at our meeting, right after the meeting, there's a open jam hosted by Jack Whittle at Elements.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we do. If there's right. something going on.
How many people usually come to these meetings?
Well, we've had, one so far besides our jam? And that
yeah.
was about 15 people or so.
Okay,
and
yeah.
we had someone, you know, a couple people sign up. We sold some T-shirts. It was at Leroy's. We did our first meeting there as well. And there was a great jam after. I think everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the excitement was there. And I think going back to what you said about Leroy's, the history's there. When we
yeah.
did our membership jam, if you missed it, you missed out. It has been a long time since I had seen just down-home blues players like Ronnie Baker Brooks and Ronald and Kenny and Donald getting up there and just sitting there and playing some good blues music, not prepared, just jamming. But and Ronnie
and Donald were on the same stage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tell me somebody took video of that.
Oh, yeah.
How did I miss that?
You can find it on our Facebook page. There's a little something, something. But that's what Ronnie said. And I think that's what we were the goal for. He's like, man, I haven't done this in so long. Right. It felt so good. Right. Just to sit there and play with old friends and, you know, not feel pressure and just jam. And
well, the nights at Players and Bugsy's that I used to look forward to were Lonnie Brooks, because the Brooks boys were there, Big Daddy and the Kenzies, and Coco Taylor. Those were my three big.
I bet.
It's like I have to be there for those. I have to be there. And never once was I let down. The blues never let me down.
No.
You know, it's interesting because there is so much passion up there.
Well, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find, you know, something in all, like we said, the different mixes of the blues, you know, and even I'm always discovering. I'm always learning and just excited for me personally to get out there and show the younger generation, the 25 to 40 demographic, you know, most of my friends, they're not into the blues.
Right.
And I'm finding that, you know, left and right. So I'm constantly searching for all different types to just say, hey, look, what do you think of this?
Right.
Like, there's some good stuff out there.
We're going to play a cut from a local singer. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows him from Naughty.
Yes.
But this is an original tune.
Yes.
Off her EP. Is this officially out?
Yes, it's officially
out.
You can find it on mandolinmusic.com.
Baby on the Run is the song. Now, it's not exactly blues,
right?
But it's got elements, and
there's
a little bit of everything. Let's play it, and we'll be back a final time with Kenny and Samantha.
Boyfriend later in her teens would throw the girl around whenever he pleased. Boy, too, that's you. You did her wrong in a dirty kind of way. She couldn't keep her calm. Now she got you on your knees, begging for your life in a bloody sea. The only way to live a life is to do it alone.
Baby on the Run. New music, relatively new music. Mandolin. She is the vocalist, band leader of Naughty and Naughty Light, but this is her solo project. Came out in 2020. What's happening with Mandolin? Is she going to be doing a full album soon?
Yeah.
That's beautiful music.
Well, and we did with the EP, that's Mandolin on vocals, of course. We had Tony T.C. Coleman on drums, formerly B.B. King's drummer. Bart Walker, who is with the Desert City Ramblers, but also is touring with Hank Williams Jr. currently on guitar. But you also heard him on that song on banjo. So when you heard the reggae kick in, that was actually a banjo.
Wow.
So we were excited. And then Brian Allen on bass. He's amazing. Frank Ray on keys. So just some good studio, but also blues musicians that got involved with that. And Mandolin's going to have her... we're going to do a duo show at Elements Wine Bar on October 14th, and it's her and Wes Redinger, and you're going to hear a little bit more originals that won't be heard, and some covers and different things, but yeah, Mandolin solo project in the blues, we're excited. She's got up for a couple of awards coming up, so we'll see what happens with that, and that's the thing, you know, Naughty's her main gig at the time, but she wanted to focus on original music.
Naughty's an awesome band for the clubs and the festivals, and they are popular, so why not?
Yes,
you
got
to have something like that to help fuel the originals. We see that with Robbie Celestin and a few other artists that are doing originals too.
So that's Mandolin's goal, just to, you know, write some originals, get out there, and, you know, kind of see what we can get done. So we're excited for the future.
All right. Anything we haven't talked about regarding the Blues Society? And I want to close out with a couple of questions for Kenny on the Kinseys. What have we not talked about or mentioned?
We pretty much covered the ground. I think the thing is we just want to grow right now and doing that, you know, with the festival season coming to a close, with the meetings, you know, plan for the future, get ready for the IBCs, and then just continue to try to maybe, you know, just help support the community as a whole. You know, try to get members out to our show, the Kinsey Show. Try to get members out to Eric Gale's show. So that's the goal, is to keep on bringing awareness. I'm happy that every time that I've been doing a festival, I see at least four or five people with T-shirts on.
Right.
Yep.
So, and they are stylish. I do like that artwork. Who designed that?
Who designed it?
I think it was a combination. I think Kenny, you know, had the steel mill line, and, you know, we kind of gave it to you. We are involved with Wang Dang Doodle Tees. I don't know if you're familiar.
No,
in Chicago, Scott Kempler. He's an awesome guy. So, you know, we kind of gave him what we were looking for, and he put together the logo.
It's
and
very cool. It's a guitar bottom. It's got the steel industry on top and Blue Steel Blues Society across the top. It's blue and silver gold, or silverish.
The steel mills used to be very, very supportive of the blues. So we're hoping we can pull them back and, you know, get them involved in supporting what we want to do with the music in the area.
Okay. All right, Kenny, last question. That is, any new stuff coming from any of the Kinseys or the Kinsey Report?
Well, I know Donald's working on a solo project.
Okay.
So
blues or reggae or both?
I think it's blues.
Okay.
You know Donald.
He's a little of everything.
So, you know, I've heard some things, but I'm sure he might have some reggae in there. And so we always, you know, writing individually, and then when it's time for us to come together, we bring the material to the table and see what's best, what's going on. So, you know, we're looking forward to the future. You know, we just kind of like wind things up for this year. And we got a few shows coming up. We're going to be at the Hard Rock Casino Cafe over there in November.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. That'll be November the 26th.
And all these shows will be listed on the BluesteelBluesSociety.org page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If I remember.
All right. Make sure you do.
Yeah.
And you can definitely catch the Kinsey Report with Shirley King and Blues Fuse and Derek Caruso on September 17th. It's a Friday at the Hobart Art Theater. Tickets on sale now. Stay tuned for more details on the VIP party to be announced. And let's take it out with a classic Kinsey song, a powerhouse. Keep on moving. Adios.